Today in Los Angeles, a judge is expected to sign the largest settlement ever in a sex abuse case. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese there has agreed to pay $660 million to more than 500 people abused by priests and other clerics. We sent an NPR producer to the Los Angeles Cathedral to ask people what they thought of that settlement.
Losing a faith that was so part of your daily life, losing your Catholicism because you can't believe in the institution anymore.
Sometimes when something bad happens, people realize what they did and then they repent, and then through the change they can help others not to ever do this again.
You know, some are good and some manage to succumb to temptation, whatever, I don't know. I leave that to God, to be honest with you.
Worshippers in Los Angeles, Carlos Perez Correo, Clarissa Keller, and Robert Henderson discussing a massive settlement with the Roman Catholic Church. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports that the settlement heads off 15 civil trials.
The settlement spares the church a string of damaging and costly trials. The first was to begin today in Superior Court with the case of Father Clinton Hagenbeck. Hagenbeck, who died in 1987, left a legacy of more than a dozen traumatized boys. Stephen Sanchez was one of them. He says the abuse lasted throughout his teens.
The things that happened to myself and the other victims of this perp were similar to things that you would happen to a weak male in the prison system.
Only in 2001 did Sanchez learn that both his brothers had been abused. Eventually, he and more than 500 people sued the archdiocese for allowing and covering up abuse by some 220 clerics over the past half century. Sanchez says his treatment was typical. At first, the archdiocese claimed they had no records about Father Hagenbeck. Then they said they had 80 pages in his file. Then they gave his lawyers a 240-page summary. And when the case went forward, Sanchez was grilled by attorneys for the archdiocese and the insurance companies.
I had to go through a deposition. My mother and my father had to go through depositions. My little brother, my big brother. You know, everybody's been dragged through this whole thing again.
In order to get to a just result, a lot of information had to be obtained, and that's usually painful.
That's the lead attorney for the Archdiocese, J. Michael Hennigan. He says Cardinal Roger Mahoney repeatedly apologized to victims and sat down with 70 of them. Hennigan says the Archdiocese was eager to settle the claims and move on, but their co-defendants were not.
We would have loved to have done this years ago, but it was going to take these cases ready for trials before the insurance carriers were going to have satisfied themselves that they'd done what they needed to do to protect their own shareholders.
The Archdiocese will pay $250 million in cash, with insurance companies and religious orders covering the rest. The church will sell off properties, but it says it will not close any churches or parish schools. The plaintiffs will receive on average $1.3 million apiece, a hefty sum that will not buy the one thing Stephen Sanchez wants.
Where can I take that check and cash it into some place that can make me 10 years old again?
A point that Cardinal Mahoney made hours later when he apologized to victims on national television. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.